You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Today's top story is brought to you by the financing company Genfin. Yesterday we looked at the positivity that came in the form of the international community and their attractiveness, or at least their interest in South African markets following the outcomes of our elections. Now, interestingly enough, one of our big asset managers doesn't share the view of optimism that we have been seeing play out in the markets for the longest time. And this is a view that has been expressed before in the past. And we're going to take a look at this and try and understand where this is coming from. I'm joined on the line by Signia's founder and CEO, Magda Virziska, to take a look at this and try and understand what's going on here. Good evening, Magda. Thanks so much for taking the time. Last year, around May of last year, ahead of the build-up to the elections, you made a statement saying that South Africa had become increasingly more irrelevant towards international investors. And we've gone through the election, we've come out of the election on the other side, and you still feel that.
Hi, Jimmy. Indeed, I do. I think that, you know, there's a big difference between money flowing into our equity markets or into our bond markets on a short-term basis versus investors coming in and investing in infrastructure or in building manufacturing plants or anything that becomes a job creator. And we are still to see that. We've seen some suspension of load shedding, and I think that is positive. And obviously the potential for the stability of the government, although still under question, is again a positive. There are also some negative issues on the table. For instance, right now, US is reassessing its relationship with South Africa based on, you know, South Africa's alignment, although denied, with, you know, more controversial global players such as Russia or, for that matter, Hamas. And as a consequence, although, you know, any positive data points usually result in short-term capital flows, you know, that isn't necessarily an expression of interest in South Africa as an investment destination.
I like that you bring up the capital flows, Magda, because yesterday we spoke on the situation of the bonds and the inflows there. And I mean, since the May 29th elections, there's been around 12 billion rands in inflows net. In some cases, if we're looking at the, I believe it's the 10-year bond from our perspective. And you suggest that even though that is a positive number, there's still a lot that the international community isn't interested in when it comes to the South African story. What's still making us irrelevant at this point?
So look, as far as, you know, a bond market is concerned, you know, we're still paying quite high interest rates, and the sovereign credit risk has reduced as a consequence of the elections. But again, that doesn't necessarily talk to long-term investment, neither does it talk to, as I said, long-term job creation. Now, you know, when I talk about South Africa and relevance, I reference it back to a conference I spoke at in Miami in February, organized by a company, a Saudi Arabia conference company. And of course, because it's Saudi Arabia, they're able to attract the best speakers internationally and domestically, and this is clearly US-based. And there was a stage on which, you know, they had four of the largest asset managers, US asset managers, talking. And, you know, one of the investors kept talking about the BRICS, and he kept repeating that, you know, we should not forget about Brazil, Russia, India, China, because the BRICS are important and cannot be ignored. And it took me a while to realize that when he was talking about the BRICS, he naturally assumed that the S is a plural of BRICS and not a country called South Africa. So that has been, you know, one of my themes as to why I don't think, you know, large global investors or US investors are actually looking at South Africa as we speak about it at the moment. So that is one factor. You know, the other factor is, you know, where is big money flowing at the moment? And it is flowing towards technology and technological innovation. And, you know, we can talk a lot about AI and, you know, the what AI really represents. But that's where the interest lies. Now, the problem with Africa generally, and you know that includes South Africa, is that we are nowhere in terms of technology innovation. So is there an interest, you know, in South Africa outside of some stability in our politics and potentially a suspension of load shedding? You know, it is marginal relative to the flow of investments that we are seeing in innovation. So, you know, that's another point.
Magda, when you mention where the big money is flowing, I mean, we often forget just how big the global picture is, but I want to look at the South African picture. With Cygnia as a business holding 320 billion almost in assets under management and administration, you're not the small fish in the pond. You do make up one of the big fish in the South African context, and for you as a business to then be having this view of South Africa, what would it take to have South Africa be more attractive in the eyes of the international community again?
I think, you know, we need to be able to demonstrate political stability. We need to be able to demonstrate this political non-alignment, which, despite what government is saying, you know, really optically isn't there. We need to be able to demonstrate a business-friendly environment. You know, you can't have delays in licensing when it comes to renewable energy investments in a country which is desperate for renewable energy investments. So we need to become a more attractive tax destination for foreign investors. We need to increase our marketing spent, for want of a better word, in terms of, you know, promotion of South Africa to international investors. We need to demonstrate that we have corruption under control to some extent. We are still grey listed, which means, you know, it's really difficult for South African companies, particularly the smaller ones, to open international bank accounts. In fact, you know, in terms of Cygnia, this is one of the things we've been facing. We have offshore operations, and we have to continuously persuade banks to deal with us because of the grey listing status. So, you know, there are multiple barriers to entry as far as investment in South Africa is concerned. And we literally need to focus on those and start ticking them off in a much more visible manner than we have been doing to date.
Magda, we've got our opening of Parliament taking place on Thursday, and of course we expect the President to give us a speech around that and whatever else is to follow with that. Do you believe that this is an opportunity for our government to showcase or to evidence to the world that, one, we are open for business and we are open for attracting new business, because this has been part of what the President has run his past two presidential terms on, around attracting investment into South Africa? And if that is the case, do you believe that the social alignment that we've seen, or the socialist alignment that we've seen in recent times, is what is part of the reason why investment isn't coming this way?
I don't know whether it's the kind of socialist alignment necessarily. I think, you know, I hate to say that, but talk is cheap. We have heard a lot of promises from government, and yes, there has now been a shift in terms of the composition of government, but we have seen the same promises for better part of, as you said, two terms. So I think we will hear again reinforcement of what we have heard before. I would like to see that followed by action as opposed to just, you know, pretty speeches. But my concern about, you know, Parliament right now is that the circus that is likely to evolve out of disruptions by EFF, MK party, might very well overshadow any messaging that President Ramaphosa wants to get across. We've seen some of those circuses before, and I think we can expect more, given there are now more voices in Parliament and they all want to be heard. So truly, I think what matters is not what is said. What matters is visible action being taken. And, you know, That is the key.
Visible action is needed if we are to convince the international community that we have got things on the right track and under control. I think we'll leave it at that, Magda. Thanks so much for those insights and for the time. That's the founder and the CEO of Signia Asset Management, Magda Virziska, joining me to take a look at her thoughts around not yet being convinced that South Africa is an attractive investment destination. This top story was brought to you by Genfin, proud to support South African enterprises for sustainable success.
When your business needs finance to get things done, who do you turn to? At Genfin, we realize that you need to stay focused on running your business. So let us do the work and get your business loan approved in 24 hours. For loans up to 5 million rand, from as little as 10% for 3 months, apply online at genfin.co.za. Genfin, we get it done.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.